This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin's tourism industry lost almost $4 billion in 2020 compared to the previous year, as many families put off travel because of the pandemic. In Wisconsin Dells, there are already signs that this year's tourism season is going to make up that deficit, and then some. Rob Menser has more.
It's early in the summer tourism season in Wisconsin Dells, and it is already sweltering. At a water park at the Wilderness Resort, kids are waiting in line for their turn at the water slides. Grandmothers are floating on the lazy river. Jada Walton spent the last year in virtual school. She's enjoying this trip with her aunt, uncle, and cousin.
It feels good. It feels nice to finally be back to kind of sort of normal.
Jada's uncle, Thomas Billups, lives in suburban Chicago. He says after more than a year of staying home, being back out in public is an adjustment.
It doesn't feel natural just yet, but, you know, I'm just kind of working my way into it slowly. But, yeah, it still doesn't feel natural.
There are a lot of people who didn't travel last year due to COVID-19, but who now are newly vaccinated and ready to make use of their new freedom. Bookings are up in tourist spots across northern Wisconsin, and managers at Wisconsin Dells Big Resorts are expecting a massive tourism season, maybe a record-breaking one.
It is going to be a good year. We can tell, looking at reservations that we have for June, July, and August compared to 2019, at the same time, that we're already significantly ahead by 12 to 13% compared to 2019.
Joe Eck is the chief operating officer at the Wilderness. It's a sprawling 600-acre resort with more than 1,100 employees and 6,000 guests on an average summer weekend. Last year, all Wisconsin Dells resorts closed abruptly in March during the COVID-19 shutdown. When they reopened just over a year ago, they didn't know what would happen.
We're in the business of tourism and, you know, service, and to not have as many people as you had in years past, you know, it put a scare in a lot of people, and a lot of people, I'm sure, wondered if their business model would succeed. Is it going to be the same 1 year from now?
Across Wisconsin, the tourism industry took a 30% hit in 2020. In Wisconsin Dells, the decline was about half that. But it was a hard season, with more friction than usual between visitors and workers, between workers and employers. People were on edge about the pandemic, or their business, or both. There were some businesses that didn't make it. But today, those look like the exception in Wisconsin Dells, not the rule.
How are we doing?
Of course, there are new challenges. On a golf cart ride across the resort, Eck points out the dorms that, in a typical summer, would house 400 exchange students brought to the U.S. as guest workers. Right now, they have 110 student workers. They're hoping that rises to about 200 this month. Fewer students are being approved for foreign travel because foreign embassies are still closed due to the pandemic. In the absence of guest workers, employers are having to increase incentives for domestic ones and cross-train their workers to fill in the gaps. John Chasten is general manager of the Kalahari Resort.
There hasn't been minimum wage jobs in the Dells for years. Our average hourly wage is up quite a bit, which comes from us increasing the wages of our current employees, hiring at higher wages. And so we're just at a different place than we were even in 2019.
Rising wages are good for workers. They're also translating into higher prices for visitors to the Dells. So far, that's not stopping people from coming. Despite the full parks, though, things aren't totally back to normal yet. Chasten says about half of the Kalahari's business comes from conventions. Those mostly haven't returned. They expect that side of their business won't be back to normal until 2022. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.